Yosef ben Chanina, zoche lebirchas halolu, yzoche salat abrochis. Shenemar, lu hikshafti lemitzvois tarvi, kenor shlamecha, betekoskov gali ayam, vikachel zracha, betasar meyecha. You have a lot of brochas, you have good children, you'll have a lot of brochas. Shrashi lu hikshafti, loshem amtoni. That if you wait for your chaver, then lemitzvoisai, bishvil mitzvoisai, shetzivisi ligmochesit. About an Indian to be goyma chasodim, so if you do this goyma chas, you let the other person daven, you'll have a lot of brachas. So Tav Taisa says, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Dizveh hoyin lehem, babotik and yisir shalehem, shoye basode, pulakach polayla yesh lamtim. Because even though our Gemara's mash mistam every to be losoni, because then it used to be in the fields. So you're afraid to be alone, you can't have kavona. But it could be today, in the middle of the day, with daven and shul, you're not afraid to stay to yourself, you wouldn't have this Indian. But by Mara, that says Balayla, then anybody's afraid to stay yourself, so then you should wait for him. For Riho, your Machet philosophy, the Ri used to make sure he davened very, very long. He used to wait till he finished davening last, today that everybody else should finish before him. That he was a Machmir, the Ri. If anybody came to daven Mara of late, he would have to look into a Sefer until he finished davening. So it's this is a nice thing to do. Like it's called Gemilas Chasodim, you're doing somebody chesed. If you wait for him till he finishes davening. Right, the Tanya, Abed Ben Yamin Oimer, Il Molai Nitnu Rishus Layin Lirois. If we would have Rishus with our eyes to be able to see all the Mazikim that's around us, and Kober Yechol Lama Vatnei Mazikim, we couldn't take it. If there were so many Mazikim in front of our eyes, we would go crazy. So it's Lama Shele Chesed of Hashem that we can't see the Mazikim. Omar Abaya, Inu Nefishi Minon, they're much, much more than us. They came Yalon, Ki Kisla Liugya. They're right around us like a rim around the hole. That's how they're remember surrounding us. So Rashi says, Ki Kisla Liugya, Ki Shura Chafira. If you have a shura, you dig in, when you want to plant something, you make a shura of digging down. Hamakefes Ugya, that the rim goes around it. Shois and Tachas, the Kafan, they make under the grapes. You can't make the rims around the ditch there line for the grapes. Last of Shomayim Lahashkat Pagetim. You kiss the Rashi, you tell him Shomana or row where you plow with, where you seed with. Hamakefes, it goes around Saviv as Tal Hogya. That goes around like the rim that goes around and around it. The Agefin, the Tuya Betel. And inside, in the hole itself, that's where you plant the Agefin, the grapes. And around it is this rim, Reish Nedorim. So the Mazikim are all around us. Omer Rapune, Kol Chad V'Chad Minon, every one of us. Alpha, Mitzmerna, we have 1,000 Mazikim on our left side. Revosim Yemina, 10,000 on our right side. That's what we had before. What?
What's
the difference? I don't know. But that's what we had before. When you say Krishma, you have a cherub, which they papiyos, and it has like a knife on two sides of it to take care of the Mazikim on the right side and the left side. Omar Rova, hai duchpiot heavy bekalom, minayu heavy. Mo, you come to shear, it feels very, very crowded. You should know it's not Yechava pushing you, it's the Mazikim pushing you. So, Drashi, hai duchpiot heavy bekalom. Drashi, pomim, shebnayodim yoishim revochim. You're sitting in shear, mamish, two seats empty between you and the next one. Vayayim ashabish, shebur lishmoya drosha. Vadoyim lem, kiyoshim lechukim, and it feels all squashed there. You know what's squashed? The Mazikim are squashing you. Vaitahani birki de shaloi minayu. Shashi birki de shaloi means brechim ayefim. If you have a weak or tired out brechim, your knees are tired because they're pushing you there. They're pushing your knees. Hani mani de rabban and the boli. If your clothing gets so worn out, you have holes in your clothing, mechushi de tul, because they're pushing you, they're rubbing against you. That's how come your clothing got so worn out. Shashi mani de rabban and the boli. Digdei atamidim. Shebolim maher, it gets used up very fast. They name them b'nei malacha, shivla b'gdayim. They're not working them in yeshiva learning. How come their clothing gets ruined? Because the mazikim are there.
Does it just apply today?
No, not so much. No, they say the goyim were mavatal the mazikim. A lot of them. We don't have them too much. Hani karya de menakfin. If you have your knees that bang into one another, is also menayu heavy. It's from then. So tomorrow, man de boy le me de lu, if you want to be able to know, to see it's like a true, they're all around you. If the answer is, lazy kitten on healy, take some fresh ashes, then the hadir afaraya, put it around your bed at night. But it's tough in the morning when you wake up, chazya ki karya tanagula. you'll see on footsteps like a chicken footsteps around you. The pshat is those of the mazikin dancing around there. That's how you know it's true, they're around you. If you want to see the mazikin, what's the etza? Leisi shaliyotza de shunva. Take a shiri, that's the placenta of a cat. Uchmisa bas uchmisa. That the mother was black and this is black. Vuchrisa bas vuchrisa. The first one that was born. Take this type of a shalisa, this type of a placenta from a cat. Shrashi shalisa, the shinrashi shaliyotza, a havlad. Shalchos mekeva. No, not the placenta, the vlad itself. This is the first one to its mother. Bas buchritom. Even the mother cat was also the first one from her mother. Veliklaya benura, burn it. Velishkayu, and take the ashes of it. Velimle einai minayim, put it into your eyes. Put these ashes into your eyes, and that's the way you'll see the mazikim. Vechazelhu, and you'll see them. But right away, v'lishtayil the gunva tefazla, put into a metal case, a metal jar, put it in. V'lachasme the gushvata tefazla, and also seal it with a metal seal. V'aldilma ganze minei, you know the mazikim are big enough, they'll come and steal it from you. So if you want, what?
Steal what?
They'll steal this ashes that you have, magic here. They'll steal it from you. And also close the cover of the pume, the opening of it, that it shouldn't be mazik you, the mazikim. Moravibivar Abaya Ovid, he tried this out, he put it into his eye. Chozir, he saw the mazikim, over the Yiskun Bahu, over the Yiskun. He got hezik. They got into him, they started to give him sorrows. Boyrabon Rachmi Levi said, Rabon will follow from him and he got better. The Chur Limer from this is, don't try it out. It's not good to try it out. You have to be careful. But like you're saying, the Manazah, I don't think there's no gay. The Manazah, the Mazikim, they were Mavat of them already, or these rope of them, and we don't have this. By the Tanya, Abba bin Yaman Oimer, Ein Tfila Shalodim Nishmas El Babesa Knesset. It's a place, the Davin is in Shul. Shenemna Lishmoye El Arina Vela Tfila. So Rina means Saint Barabim, Saint Shvachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Swidashim, the Mokim Rina. It's in the basic nest with Mokim Yuchid to say that the Serena to daven to Hashem, Shem Teitz Filah. That's where you should daven. And the Afghimina is, even if you have to daven be Yechidis, and at the time it won't be a minion, there's still an Indian to daven in Shul if you could, rather than davening at home. Because the Mokim Rina, the Tfilah is more Nishmas. Trashi the Mokim Rina, Trashi the basic nest is Shem Oimri Matziba Shiris Mishas Bokhoiz, Ben Imas Koloru. The daven nice in a sweet voice. By an inyan to daven with Hashem, use out your nice voice, daven nicely. So that's the mokim tefillah. Omer Ravin bar Rabad, Omer Rav Yitzchok. Minayin shakodesh baruch hu mitzuyah beis haknesset. Herein hakodesh baruch hu comes to shul also. Shenemo lekim nitzav beyad haskel. Hakodesh baruch hu was there beyad haskel. The Trashi the beis moyit shaloi, which means the beis haknesset. That's the mokim yuchus by hakodesh baruch hu, and he's there. When you have 10 people davening, the Shechini is there, and we'll soon see later, the Shechini even comes before we come. The HaKadosh Baruch was standing there. And Eidah is always called 10. Without Kol of Yeshua, there were 12 Meraglim, and without Kol of Yeshua, there was 10. So Eidah is always called 10. They're not learning Torah, they're still passing the Shaila, a Bezdin. You have three of them, Sheshchini, Moen, the Shechini is there also, Shenema, Bekerev, Olakim, Yishpoit. And when you're making a Yishpoit, the Mishpah, the Kodesh Baruch is there also. If you have two people learning together, the Shechini is there, Shenema, Oz Nidru, Yirei Hashem, Ish Arieyu, Vayak Shev Hashem. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu is there listening. We have two people talking and learning. Yeah, Hashem is listening. My Fet Gemara L'Chay Shvei Shemoi. What does the Potter say? L'Chay Shvei Shemoi. They only have Machshava about it. Om Rav Ashi. The Chiddush is Chishev Odom Lafet Mitzvah. A person has a good Machshava. He wants to do a Mitzvah. V'nenes. Anoinus happens. He can't do the Mitzvah. V'lo Yosa is Malol V'Kosta Kilu Osa. Still the Eibush to give you Schar Tov as if he did the Mitzvah. Mashenke, if you have Machshava, do a Chet. Eibush, it doesn't count as if you did the chet. It's only at midas rachmi if you have machshava to do a mitzvah. It's as if you did the mitzvah. Uminayin shafilu echot sheyesh shveisik b'teruah shechina imay. Even one person learning teruah the shechina is there. Shenema b'kol hamokim asher asti reshmi. Any place you mention my name, Ovei elecho v'rachticha. I will come and give you bracha, mashmur I am there. So Masha learns pshat, v'chol makam asher after Shmi, I mention my name as a pshat, tamazah, you're not allowed to mention Hashem's name. It's a Hashem levatoli, you can't say. No, while you're learning, then you're allowed to say Hashem's name. If you have Hashem in Torah or in the Gemara, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. That's the right, we're talking about learning Torah. As the Chomokim Asher Asher Shmi means you have a heter to say Hashem's name, I'll come there and give you a bracha.
Another pshat could be the way the Ramban says in Chumash, in the Akdoma, that really the whole Torah Shabbat is different Tzerufim of Shemus of Hashem, to all really called the name of Hashem. The other Vazal B'chomokim Asher Asher Shmi, when you mention Hashem's name, means by learning Torah, because bracha will give you back a bracha. That's also pshat. Later we'll see. We learn our brichas Torah from the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekro. Have a greater locano the same shot by calling out Hashem's name, means saying the Torah Shabbiktav. That's different tzurufim Makadosh Baruch Hu. That's called calling out Hashem's name. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.
Yodei Shemecha. Through learning Torah, we know Hashem's name, because the whole Torah is different ways of shameless of Hashem. So the Gemara of the Miachad of Filu Chad, the Hashem is there. So train me, boy. What do we have to have a post before? If two people are learning. Well, Vada, if you have more than two people learning together, Vada Hashem is there. So the Gemara Trei Nichta Milayu the Sefer Zechrenis. Two people learning together is a bigger mila. Hashem writes down it in the Sefer Zechrenis. Chad Le Nichta Milayu the Sefer Zechrenis. It's not so chashav. Hashem doesn't write it down in the Sefer Zechrenis, whatever that means. And Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu still remembers it. Hashem is still there. But doesn't have the mind of them writing it down in the Sefer Zechrenis. So the Gemara of Chimiyachad Afilu Trei, you have two, so plus me boy. What do we have to have plus for that three? Passing in Yeshayla, Hashem is there, treat Hashem is there. The normal, the Taima Dina, Shlomo Ba'almahu, we said before was three, a Bezdin. Maybe a Bezdin, a Din is only called Shlomo, they're doing, making Shalom. But that's not called a learning Torah though. So it wouldn't have the mind of the Shechina should be there. No, the Chiddush is when it passed in the Shaila, that's also called like you're learning Torah. Therefore, Hashem is there. That's the most terrible. But half a minute ago, it's only discussing to make Shalom. Like, yeah, somebody says, you owe me 100. He says, no, I don't owe you $100. They're just trying to make Shalom, B'nayim. Kamashman, that's also Torah. The Chimiyacha, that's the Tlosa, is that Torah, me boy. What's the Chiddush by 10? Hashem comes there. The Torah says, Asara Kod Mashchina. When you have 10 a minion, Hashem even comes before we're there. The Asla Tlosa, the Kod Mashchina, the Asya, Tlosa the Yasri. Hashem came three people. First you have to sit down, then Hashem comes there. When you're going to have a minion, Hashem knows that there'll be a minion there. He comes even before the minion is there. So the Torah brings down from a cold boy, that's in the tavern there, Talmud burning in the shul. Because even before we come, Hashem is there. So it's not nice Hashem should be alone. Therefore, he's supposed to have the Nair burning always there, but Hashem comes before we come there. The cold boy. Omer Rabbi Yavin Bar Ravad, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mniach Tfilim. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin? Just like we wear tefillin, the Kodesh Baruch Hu also wears tefillin. So the Mashiach goes over there, Arich, and says, what does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin? So the Kitzur, what he says is, the Inyan that we wear tefillin is, that we want to be Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by wearing tefillin, we're more Makusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way, Faket, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Makusha with Klal Yisrael. So the way Hashem shows that is by wearing tefillin. And we'll soon see the psukim he uses in his tefillin is showing, talking about the godless of Klal Yisrael. Like we say, Ein Melech B'loy Am. A Melech is only if he has an Am. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Makusha with us, with Klal Yisrael. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, this midah, that he wants to be Makusha to us. Just like our tefillin is to be Mekushat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Nishpa Hashem b'yaminoi u'vizroya uzoi. B'yaminoi, what does b'yaminoi mean? Zua Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears with the Kodesh of Torah. Shenema, b'yaminoi eish dos lomoi. That's Torah. What's u'vizroya uzoi? Eilu tefillin. That's the tefillin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on his hand. Shenema, Hashem oiz lamo yitain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a strength to Klal Yisrael. U'minayin shret gemara shat tefillin oyitain. How do we know that the oiz, the strength, isn't tefillin, the Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael? The Pasuk says, V'ro kolam meyoritz, all the goyim will see, ki shem Hashem nikru lecho, that you have the shem Hashem on you, which means tefillin, you're wearing tefillin, the yiru mimekka, they'll be afraid of you. That's the Pasuk, that the oiz for Klal Yisrael is the tefillin. And when the goyim will see the tefillin, they'll run away from you. And there's a famous maaseh to bring down with the Gro, that the Gro was once put in tefillin in jail. And when it came time for the judgment, to give him a judgment, he Gro, Pashet always wore a tefillin. So in front of the judge, he uncovered his hat, and he let the judge look at his tefillin. And right away, the judge sent him out and said goodbye, go home. The famous maaseh to bring down from the Gro, just posting. Now when they saw his tefillin, the Yoram and Mecca, they got afraid of him. Kenzan, you have to be a guru also for that. Betanya, Reb Leza, God Leina, Eilut, Tumu, Shabrush. It's after the Pesach says, Roch, Leamor, so see. The Shem Hashem, that means it's filling Shabrush. That's the film that you're supposed to see, show off with. So the grain will be afraid of us. Omalei, Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchok, Reb Chia, Barazin. Hani, Tfilin, Demora, Yalma, Mike, Sibu. What does it say in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's film? Because when it says in our film about the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Nisan that Hashem did to us, it doesn't pass for Hashem to have in his filling. Rashi, but oiz le'amo yimenayin shatfil noizem yisro dechsiv ro v'yirum emeka. Mait siv bu, that Rashi, vishlein ebit filling di dana, now what's filling siv, shema, voyim shemoya, kadish li, kol b'chor, voyiki v'yachol, these are the four parashiyas. Parashiyoy shen etzavu ben, losum zichroi mitzvoysa shlakorosh baruch hu oiz. But these are parashas that talk about the chiyuv to put on tefillin. So it's good when we put these parashas in our tefillin, it talks about the chiyuv we have to wear tefillin. The zichron em Yisrael, el b'ridei my sibul, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefillin, that there's no chiyuv for Hashem to wear tefillin. Delamar at Mashor says Hashem wants to do it to be nifkasha to us. But what does he put? And the Gemara Amalei, he has one parashas, Mikam Chay Yisrael, the Pesach says how great Chay Yisrael is. A goy echod boris. Said the Gemara, "Mi mishtava kodesh bruchu b'shavchayu the Yisrael." Is it true that kodesh bruchu like Greg shows off with the shvach of Klai Yisrael? So the Gemara, in fact, it's true. The Ksev es Hashem hemartor hayoyim, or Ksev Hashem hemircha hayoyim. What does that mean? Omalam kodesh bruchu Yisrael. Atem asu suni chativa achas piyelim. You made me very chosh like the say Shema Yisrael with the Kabbalah kodesh bruchu the Malchus Shemayim. Is vani es eschem chativa achas piyelim. The same thing Kodesh Baruch Hu makes back Klai Yisrael very, very choshev. Kodesh Baruch was saying, you Klai Yisrael made me very, very choshev. Shenema Shema Yisrael Hashem Hakem Hashem Echad. As we all say that there's only one Hashem. Meila Vani Eschem Chativ Achad Berlim. But Kodesh Baruch was saying, I'll also be Mishtabeich you and consider you like only one in the world. Shenema, the Pesach says, the Mikam Chay Yisrael, Koyechud Boris. Who is great of Chay Yisrael? They're the only one, Boris. Om Le Ravada Brei, the Rav, Le Ravashi, Tenech Bechad Beta. Good, that's Bechad Beta. That's one parsha in one bayis. But Mestava Kodesh Baruch Hu has, like us, four batim. So what's the other three parshas? Veshabotei Mai, Om Le other Psukim, Kimi Goy Godol, or Mi Goy Godol, there are two different Psukim in the Vorim. Ashrecha Yisrael Oyanis Olakim Olefitch Elyon. So we have here five parshas. Fred Gemari Hachin Efishel Tuva Bote. You have a lot of you have too many parshas. The Rashi Shirei Arba Batemain. The Chura Kodesh Baruch also only has four. Here you have five. Omalei Kimi Goy Godol Mi Goy Godol the Doimel Adodi Bechad Beta. Again, we reckon there are six psukim here. So the two Mi Goy Godols goes in one bayis. Ashrecha Yisrael Mikam Chu Yisrael is also Bechad Beta. So that's two. Then Oyah Nisalakim is Bechad Beta, that's the third one. Well, the Sitcha Elyon is Bechad Beta. That's how you have the four Batim and Kosh Baruch Hu Tzvillin. So at the Gemara of the Kulok Siva Biagroi, that's in the Tzvillin Shorosh. And who are then Hashem we have Tzvillin Shoyad? And all of them, like we have, just like we have all four Parshas together in Shoyad, but Kosh Baruch Hu is also the same way. The Rosh in the top on the right side. The Kulak Sibiyad Roy, Kolak Sul Malol, Luxuvim Bizroya, the Bayis Echot. Shoysin Shoyad, Ainamela Bayis Echot. The Shoyad, you only have one Bayis, Kedamina Bimlochis. The Kola Pashik Suvim Boy. So, that's exactly what it means. It's very shred. This is the Yisrael to Gemara. It wasn't me Hashem with Tzvillin. We have Hashem's head and we have Hashem's arms. But Dr. Mashur, there's some type of a machshav here.